This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge Series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. Number 3, Kritika Nakshatra. This falls in the last part of Aries, 26 degrees 40 minutes to 30 degrees completion of Aries, and goes up till 10 degrees of Taurus, the last 3 palas. First of all, it is symbolized by a knife. Keep that in mind. And it is a nakshatra ruled by the sun. So there is a thing of fame, leadership, power, wanting of leadership, very visionary ideas these people have. So if your dominant planets and points, Mercury, Venus, Mars, everything falls in Kritika nakshatra, it will be having these kind of sun kind of qualities, seeking fame and power, leadership in those type of areas. Let's go through the talents. Talents of Kritika are precision, focus, determination, abilities, leadership, organization, strategic planning. Let's keep those in mind, abilities. Because in this day and age, when we are having AI or artificial intelligence take all kinds of jobs, it's more vital for one young person to know what their talents are, what else they could do. That's the mindset we need to cultivate, yes? Ambition of Kritika is to achieve goals, lead others, establish authority. See, this is related to the sun there. These are sun-related attributes. Fulfillment in career they will get from management, administration, law, and the military. Think of the knife as the symbol. Strengths. The strengths of this Kritika are, they are disciplined, they are goal-oriented, they are strategic. Everything to do with sun. Weaknesses, they can be rigidity, they can be overtly critical, workaholic tendencies are also there. Opportunities, they can be good in leadership roles, strategic positions, sort of planners, organizational projects. Threats, stress from overwork, conflicts from rigidity and burnout. These are the challenges, threats of Kritika Nakshatra. Keywords when we come to career is culinary career, chef, culinary artist, and we'll look at why this in a minute. Because it has to do with the knife, it has to do with Taurus, because it goes more into Taurus. So when you think culinary skills, culinary artist, cooking professional, food industry career, when you think of this line of work for Kritika, think the ones which fall more in Taurus rather than the Pada of Aries, okay? Military career, firefighter, public safety career, defense professional, emergency services, surgical career, medical specialist, surgeon, healthcare professional, medical expert, usually fall in the first Pada of Kritika Nakshatra because that is still in Aries, ruled by Mars. Mars, with the symbol of Kritika, wants to cut. This is the surgeon who loves to chop off things. Yes, surgeons are very hell-bent on getting into the system and operating and cutting out stuff. Kritika Nakshatra is good at that. Best working relationships are Ashwini, combines the initiation attribute of Ashwini with precision for effective project completion. Remember, Kritika is very goal-focused with sun. That's why this comes in here. Uttara Falguni is next complementary working relationship because it gives strategic approach with service and detail orientation. Uttara Falguni falls more in Virgo. So it gives grounding to this sign, which is all about goal, focus, visionary. But that vision needs grounding provided by Uttara Falguni. These two will work very well together. Shravana Nakshatra falls in Capricorn, enhances leadership with wisdom and guidance. Slow down, kind of. Saturn, right? Slow down. Take one step at a time. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step approach of Saturn. Now let's get on to the Enneagram and the MBTI counterpart. So wherever in the chart you have Kritika Nakshatra dominant, and you compare yourself to an Enneagram type or MBTI type, downloads and description are in another playlist. You can download these free Excel worksheet to know your Enneagram type, know your MBTI type. Or you can check out different websites as well. But you get to know these two because these are vital in seeing what careers is good for a person who has Saturn in Kritika Nakshatra, or two or more planets or points in D10 or D1 in Kritika Nakshatra. What career should I choose? Yes? Let's get into that. the first Enneagram being type 8, the Challenger. The Challenger key traits are self-confident, decisive, willful, and confrontational people. With the energy of Sun, and especially in the last pada, or the first pada, sorry, coming in Aries, this will be very strong because Aries and the power of Mars and Sun combine. So if your planets or points are in the first step or the first pada of Kritika Nakshatra, you better be doing some leadership, organization, strategic planning, that kind, career in management or military for that matter. Okay, self-confident, decisive, willful, and confrontational. Basic fear being harmed or controlled by others. So this is a very protective type of energy, very Mars, very military, law enforcement. Basic desire to protect themselves, there you go. And be in control of their own life and destiny. Management, leadership is all I can think of. Motivation is asserting control, resisting weakness, and ensuring self-reliance. Again, leadership and management, careers. Okay, if you're a type 8 Challenger Enneagram and you find your chart having a dominance of this particular constellation, you better select such careers, especially if Saturn is in this. You're a management type person. Okay, you may even land up eventually in management, especially if your D10 chart has got Saturn in Kritika Nakshatra. Pay attention to D10 Saturn, which nakshatra it is in, and let me know in the comments if you find something there. Next one, type 3 Enneagram. What does that offer? Type 3 is the achiever. Once again, management I can think of. Adaptive, excelling, driven, and image conscious being the key traits. Sun seeks fame, fifth house. Okay. So these people can be more adaptive, excelling, and driven people. They are moving towards people with a positive outlook. So that makes me think more on medical careers. Okay, coming into Taurus especially. So surgical careers, doctors, surgeons, healthcare professionals, because they are moving towards people. Okay, type 3, the achiever. The successful surgeons have probably Saturn and Mars in Kritika in Re10. Okay, so you might want to have a look at that. Next one on the Enneagram list is Enneagram type 1, the reformer. Now the reformer will be more Aries type. The first half, Aries is the reformer. It brings in new energy. The key traits of the reformer being principled, purposeful, self-controlled, and perfectionistic. Now, this is a generalistic view. So, these people can be good both in the culinary arts, cooking, being a chef, right? Master Chef Australia kind of food industry career. Or they can even do well in the medical careers if it falls in Taurus, food and cooking. And medical, both, right? You see that. Basic fear is being corrupt, being evil or defective. So their basic desire is to strive for being good, to have integrity and be balanced. So again, I can see military careers for them, firefighting, military career, public safety, because they are again moving towards people. That could be it. So check if you are Enneagram type 1 reformer and if your planets and points are in Kritika Nakshatra. Next, get on to MBTI types. The first one is ESTJ, the executive. What does ESTJ look like? Excellent administrators, the sentinels. Unsurpassed at managing things or people. There you go, management and administration. Their characteristics are, they are efficient, outgoing, organized, and systematic. That's their characteristics. So we need to go by that. So ESTJ, if you are an ESTJ and you have Kritika Nakshatra as dominant in your D10 and D1, lords of ascendant, lords of the 10th house in D1 and D10 are here, you need to start thinking of management careers. You're a natural administrator. You're a natural management guy or a girl. Their efficient, outgoing and organized. We saw that. What are the other type of MBTIs? ENTJ, the commander. So what does ENTJ look like? They are bold, they are imaginative, they are strong-willed leaders. I can think of Sun ruled Nakshatra here. Always finding a way or making one. Leadership in organization or even in military careers. Law enforcement, defense, leadership in organizations. So if you are an ENTJ commander type, you're charismatic, confident, efficient and strategic, you need to get into top positions of military, law enforcement or even leadership in an organization. Especially if it is in Kritika Nakshatra also. Right? Next one, the last one is ISTJ, the logistician. What does ISTJ look like? The ISTJ or the logistician is practical, fact-minded individuals whose reliability cannot be doubted. Now, this would be a person, military intelligence, for example, planning for military career. Very deep thinkers within the military school. Responsible, organized, analytical and detail-oriented. You need to think of strategizing. A career in defense or law enforcement is all about planning and highly strategizing your approach, right? So if you find yourself ISTJ and you have Kritika Nakshatra as dominant in your chart, think of military careers for these people because their reliability cannot be doubted. Law enforcement, military, their reliability cannot be doubted. They are very responsible and organized. So you are likely to put them there, which they will shine in. That's the whole idea of a career, isn't it? You need to put people in the right places. All right? So take the test. Enneagram is MBTI. Find out what your Enneagram type is. Then see your chart if you have a dominance of this, or you can work the other way around also. You can see your nakshatra dominance and come to take this test and see which one of the categories you fit in. Because the careers can be vastly different. See, it goes from being a chef, if it comes in, especially in Taurus, Taurus is all about resources. When it enters Taurus, it can become food careers, symbolized by a knife and symbolized by Taurus itself, which is about food and drink. Resources. But it can also be a military career in Kritika. There's a vast difference between a cook, a chef who's enjoying his career in the kitchen or somebody who's an army commander. They're very different, right? There's nothing similar. Both can have Kritika. So these videos are designed to sort of help unravel that. Where does one exactly fit in? I'll see you in the next in Rohini Nakshatra. Take care. Bye-bye.